Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is the firing squad. I'm behind the boards today. This is just Jay. And that is why we have no intro.
That'll look back, yes, yeah, so.
So that's how we doing it.
51-year-old April again. Was asked to leave a seafood.
Here we go.
Here comes the intro.
Here comes the intro.
And wouldn't pay her tab. Well, Yates was escorted out, all right, in a cop car. According to the police report, when questioned by the officer if she had any money, she said no. The officer asked if she knew she had no money when she waltzed in the restaurant, and she said yes. Then the officer asked what she planned to do when the bill came, and she said someone would take care of the bill for her. And whom might that person be, asked the officer? Jesus. Well, the Son of God didn't answer her prayer, and Yates was arrested for
Jesus.
Defrauding a restaurant and booked in jail.
How about that?
Just to preface it, this lady went to a seafood restaurant and ate for 4 hours.
Oh, like the Fat Boys in the Barrels.
Exactly. You made it a residency. Just Jay, can we get a gunshot?
No gunshots. Nothing.
No bombs, no guns, no moving cars.
Bare minimum. You know I don't believe in the guns, man. I'm nonviolent. Put away the hammers.
All right, my nigga. So let's start the show if you have no gunshots for me, B.
What is good? What is good? This is the firing squad. Once again, Just Jay right here. I'm behind the boards, man. And I know things run a little differently when I got control. So here it is. I'm here. OD. You here?
Yo. I'm here, man.
And as always, I popped off, who's in a little bit of a different position today. How you doing, my
friend?
Wow.
Wow.
Missionary? Missionary?
Damn, my nigga. I'll take that.
Wowzers.
You want to do it like that? I'll take it. But I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right, that's good to hear. All right, let's just jump into these conversations that we always have. Listeners, you can always call us, 347-202-0482. We're here for you. You want to complain, you want to hate on something, you want to talk some shit, let us know.
Let's get it.
Y'all ready?
Let's get it.
Serena Williams just won.
Wonder Woman.
I don't know, what is it,
her 21st
major tennis tournament victory. And before she won the tournament, there was an article in the New York Times that came out, basically calling her out for her body type. OD, what do you think about this?
Well, I think it's just another attempt to discourage black excellence. It's clear that this woman is the greatest female tennis player and probably the greatest tennis player of all time. She's at an age where most tennis players are retired, and she's really just hitting her stride. So let's get this straight, right? So you can't be fat, right? That's a given, because people are rather get cancer from NutraSweet than be fat. So fat's out. And we can't be skinny, because they're like protesting the models now, and they're bitching about them being too skinny, plus there's that whole anorexia thing. So skinny's out. So now you can't be muscular? And it's not like Serena Williams don't have a fatty. It don't like she's not curvy. You know, she's been in a body issue. You've seen those curves. You know, I've seen her in real life, man. Those shoulders are like, how? But now she's only winning because the other girls don't want to bulk up. First of all, that's like irresponsible journalism for whoever signed off on that shit. And second of all, so you're telling me that people would rather be pretty or svelte or I don't even know what to call it, and number two, rather than exert themselves and be number one? That's a slap in the face of all women athletes, period. And athletes in general. you know, I remember when Andre Agassi used to get criticized for being a pretty boy, and that guy gutted out a bunch of championships after he changed his life, cut his hair off, and decided to say, fuck it, you know? And, you know, there seems to be a lot of, you know, putting down athletes when it comes to style over substance, at least for men anyway. So when it comes to women, and someone decide, you know, I remember when Serena Williams used to get criticized for not taking that sport seriously. You know, 10 years ago, when she was doing all those side gigs and all that fashion stuff that never panned out, you know, she let herself get a little chunky. And I remember them shitting on her. And I remember fat-ass Jason Whitlock talking about she needs to devote herself to her craft and not be fat. Like, if that wasn't the pot calling the kettle black. Well, now we here. And she's dedicated, and she's focused, and she's wiping the floor with her competition. So, you know, I can't even take it seriously. And the New York Times has been slowly eroding their own editorial credibility. So, you know, fuck him. Fuck that writer, and fuck the editor who signed off on that article, man.
I popped off. You have thoughts on this, please?
Yeah, I do. But I have a question for Old Diesel, since he stated the obvious about she still has a booty. Old Diesel,
yeah.
Would you smell the booty?
The what?
Would you smell the booty of Serena Williams?
Yes, sir. But not after a tennis match.
Okay.
That's not groceries.
The body shape.
Not after the match.
What are your thoughts on this?
My nigga, she is the best I've ever seen. She's a beautiful black sister. The eyebrows are my only complaint. Hopefully she has nice toes.
And I'm going to go probably not. It's a lot of
rubbing. Probably not.
Nice
they
yeah.
probably look like she's
yeah.
rubbing.
Hammer time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
But overall, a sweet person. I yelled at her at a party, and she was like, hey. And, you know, like Old Diesel said, she is not Diesel, but she's definitely fit.
She's
and,
pow.
Yeah, she's
pow.
Like, yeah, so.
The small of her back and the tip of her ass cheeks are in a different zip code.
Exactly.
So are we saying, are we comfortable saying that this is, you know, calling her out because the norm
black.
Is
no,
not.
Calling out because
she's
black. Because she's black.
Okay. And they can't beat her. And
all
it's,
right.
You know, it's
exactly.
kind of like.
I just wanted to
you,
put that out there. I just wanted to put that
when
out
When you can't beat, it's like Floyd Mayweather, right? They can't beat him, and they can't make more money than him. So now all of a sudden he's this monster and this animal and all this other shit. Whenever people can't get to you the way they want to get to you, they start bringing up useless shit. Like, she's beating the dog shit out of the whole women's division. It doesn't matter because he's muscular. Don't matter because she's skinny. Don't matter what she's bucking our ass. You don't like it, win.
All right.
It's because she's black, and she's winning. And I agree with Old Diesel, but I think Mayweather's still a fuckboy.
Oh yeah, sure.
We all agree on that.
Yeah,
we all agree.
But you can't impeach him in the ring. All you're gonna have to do is find some other shit to talk about.
Moving forward, gentlemen, you both have listened to hip hop, rap music all your lives. You've seen people come, you've seen people go, you've seen the heights and the lows. The future hype machine has really been out in full force this week. The man is doing interviews everywhere. I popped off. What do you think about this? Are you buying the internet hype on Future?
No, but I've been listening to a lot of Migos. And I think Takeoff is one of the hardest rappers in the South, but that's another conversation or persecution.
That's another day.
I really like it. But Future, talent songwriter. I don't buy a word that he's saying. He doesn't come across as street to me. He looks like one of them 2 Chainz types that probably balled in high school and got it and secured his popularity that way and his cool points that way. Again, talented writer, but some of the subject matter is just plain old devilish. This nigga got fucking frat niggas and drug dealers fucking asking for blessings from God.
Come on.
Yeah, like when Wu-Tang Clan was running around with swords, like I really believe them niggas. Like, damn, somebody's gonna get decapitated. But for this nigga to have, you know, God bless the trap niggas, like what the fuck?
Yeah, like God bless drug dealers? Like what the fuck is that?
What the fuck, nigga? So, again, I'm not buying it. Some of his music is cool. I like that joint Shit that he put out a couple years ago. The Commas joint is hard. And I like how he decided to be a real estate agent when he was on Huffington Post and put Ciara in her place. Thanks.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
Wow.
But that's my thought on it. I'm not buying the hype. And he's funny looking.
Wow.
OD?
You know,
where you at with
my wife and I were driving in the car the other day. And we said, you know, music has come to a terrible place. When 2 years ago, we were like, it can't get worse than Future. And now we have people that are twice as bad as Future. So, I mean, am I buying the hype? No, I don't buy anybody I can't understand, man. I like rhyming and auto-tune. Fuck ups. I thought the nigga said, I want some hummus. When the shit first came out, I thought he said, I want some hummus. And I'm like, what kind of nigga wants some hummus? And so then I finally go, oh, let's fuck up some cum. Okay. But it's just gibberish, man. I mean, he may be able to write a song for others, but that shit he's writing for himself, like, does it matter how good a song is written if you can't understand half the words in that shit? Like, listening to that guy makes you feel like a fucking old ass, like your parents. Or like, what the fuck are you guys listening to today? I remember the good old days of Magic Lodge. What the Temptations. What is this rap shit? I bust with the nine. What is that? I went to T-shirt. What is that? Well, now, as somebody who grew up in rap, I'm listening to this shit like, what the fuck is he talking about? It's like if Charlie Brown's mom was rhyming, it'd be this. All you can understand is everything. Wah, 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 wah. What the fuck? So no, I'm not buying it. I don't support anybody with multiple baby mamas like that anyway. So even if I did like it, I wouldn't buy it. You know, because clearly, you know, he thinks this shit is funny. You can't be a real father with that many fucking kids in different houses. So yeah, and that might just be a personal thing. So to take it even away from all that, who's gonna buy that shit, man? Like, can you imagine an hour of Future? 60 minutes of that
album is 18 songs deep.
Oh, Jesus. Hell no. That means 72 minutes of trash. 72 minutes of just... Like, we should drop that shit in Iraq and make fucking ISIS, if they actually exist, make them fucking disappear. They'll fucking give up and join Christianity. If we just go over there and play Future for like 8 hours straight on level 10 with very big speakers.
Can I ask this question? The subject matter when it comes to the drug use. How do you guys actually feel about that? Is talking about, you know, is it the same way that we spoke about smoking weed? Do you feel, in a way, that he's talking about something that could be considered, you know, hardcore drug use?
Listen,
you
making an assumption that I can hear what that fucking guy is saying. I don't care enough about his music to even decipher whatever lyrics. He could be rapping the gospel, and I would not hear that shit. I have no interest in trying to figure out. With that, he needs to rhyme into the fucking Rosetta Stone. There's no way I'm listening to that shit and trying to figure out what he's talking about. Let those rap genius idiots figure it out. Fuck that.
And Sidebar hummus is sorely overrated.
Yeah, it is. You know, I tried it.
We're not gonna go there right now, sir.
It was very regular, man.
We will not,
very
we will
very
not
regular.
Go there
it's
right
like,
now.
It's like porridge.
Yes.
There's a lot of blaspheming going on right now, and we're just
where's the
not
fucking salt
like
or the sugar or whatever?
I know, my nigga.
Where's the garlic?
And why does it have to look like old mayonnaise? Like
yes, it looks like fucking paste. Like, what the fuck? You could drywall with that shit.
No. This is absurd. No. We will not allow this blast.
Now we got
gut
shots, nigga.
Okay.
We will not allow
the blaspheming of hummus. No. Moving forward.
Can I ask some
my
guacamole?
I can't believe this.
We have guacamole. What the fuck is hummus for?
I know. As a hummus connoisseur, is it the celery or the carrots is the preferred situation?
Dip sticker.
Well, I'm just not going to answer that question.
Oh,
we're
going to
move
stick?
Forward. You know, that's what we're going to do. I popped off. Obama got the deal with Iran. Nuclear weapons, sanctions, to try to make sure they don't get any of those sorts of capabilities. One, how do you feel about this? And two, how do you feel about Obama really stepping into his presidency? Sir?
I feel that his greatest accomplishment, if he were to be able to figure out a way to make guacamole last longer,
yes,
that was greatest accomplishment. Because right now guacamole is like top tier appetizer.
17 hours.
But
yeah,
it just feels so fast.
Yeah, you got to eat it. And that kind of removes the whole point of it being kind of a superfood with the whole, you know, fat
exactly.
That are good for you. Like, if I have to eat the whole fucking pack, then it's not good for me.
So
I think if he would have fixed that.
You feel, wait a minute, are you saying that Obama currently is operating at such a high level of prowess that anything that he touches will be turned to gold?
My nigga, if he can fix
unless it has to do with black people, then it'll fail.
Exactly. Yeah, but
he's been doing well for the whole country the whole time.
Yeah, if he can fix guacamole, then I would give him like big props because it just turns brown and then it's not good when it's brown. Even if
you leave the
nut in there, pause, it's just
yeah.
Like it still doesn't liven it up. Like, I've tried to squeeze lemon in it, lime, to kind of keep it fresh.
Nah, it won't. It'll just make it mushier.
But, yeah, but if
so
you can keep it fresh, then Obama would be, you know, that nigga in charge, for real.
So, OD, obviously,
yeah.
I popped off is not hip on the Iran situation. That was a very, you know, lovely, lovely deflection. How do you feel about the situation?
Well, both sides make concessions. And see, they voted. I would like to think that people voted for Obama to see an end to old white man diplomacy and all that saber-rattling bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, to see him actually come to an agreement there, one, it's a little bit shady, and I love the shade because it kind of gives Israel something to think about in that region. That they ain't the only friend. They ain't gonna be the only friend in that region. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, ISIS, if it does exist, and I don't really believe that, but you know, there has to be some kind of counterbalance in that region. And right now, you know, Netanyahu has been taking a lot of shots at Obama, popping a lot of shit, trying to deal with senators behind his back. And this deal kind of has to make them look up and go, oh, we ain't the only game in town no more. of course you're going to hear a lot of people say, well, you can't deal with terrorists and all that shit. Well, we always have dealt with terrorists, so this is no different. And either it's going to work or it's not. But at least you're in the game. See, a lot of politics has to do with whether you're actually in the room. We're in the room. So now everything else can be considered. If you block yourself out of the game, right, not only have you failed to secure a deal, but now you've locked yourself out of the contest. Suppose China decides to go and support Iran. See, now we're playing a game of keep away. You know, Obama was just in Jamaica. After they, you know, sent all those assholes to come get Dudas, who was, like, very low on the international chain, right? But China has been spending money in Africa, spending money in the Caribbean hand over fist, to the point where the U.S. is risking being obsolete in their own sphere of influence. So now Obama's sitting there playing catch-up, trying to make nice. That's the reason that they lifted the sanctions in Cuba, you know, because they didn't want a Chinese satellite 90 miles off the coast, you know. So I think it was successful in that it allowed the U.S. to remain at the table. Eventually, look, man, you can't wipe people out and expect them to just forget it. That shit only works with black people. And even then, it don't really work. It's just that you just pacify them and they ain't going to do shit. But, you know, it's people that are babies right now in Iran that remember bombs dropping and killing their fathers and their older brothers and their sisters and their mothers. They're not going to ever forget that. Because they don't got to live here. They got their own country. They don't got to live here. So they're going to always remember that shit. So when you start, you know, saying, well, you're going to breach it, that the work to breach for future terrorists has already been done. They don't have shit to do with nuclear weapons. You know, we got Star Wars. We got a whole bunch of shit. They don't have the capacity to shoot rockets over here. Even if they had nuclear weapons, that shit wouldn't do nothing but make Israel scared and other countries in the region scared. There's a reason why the U.S. was stockpiling oil and shit. You know, the U.S. flooded the market this summer. That's why gas went down a whole dollar from last year. So it's not about the oil. It's about maintaining the sphere of influence, and they've done that, so that's a success.
Yeah, I personally think this was a really big moment for Obama's presidency. To strike a deal, which people have been trying to do for the last 20-odd years. So I think this is a continuation of him winning over the last few months. Let's call a spade a spade. He's on a streak right now. And if he goes further into fixing this corrupt criminal justice system, he's already cemented his place in history as far as a transformative president. But if he goes further and delves into the issues of criminal justice and how it adversely affects black and brown folks, I mean, you might have to put a fist face on Mount Rushmore at some point. That's how
I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff he's doing until he do something for black people,
how,
man. I can't lie to you.
That's how impactful his presidency has been. It's from where he started to where he is now, given the tenor of the country, given the tenor of the opposition, when basically everything he wanted to do, the only response was going to be a big fat no from the very beginning. To have done what he's done and still pushing forward, I think it's remarkable. I really do. But as always, we move forward. OD.
Yo.
Birdman, Wayne, Young Thug, Cash Money. It's a Shakespearean tragedy. Today comes out, Birdman and Young Thug may have conspired to get Lil Wayne killed. Lil Wayne wants out of his contract. He's not getting out of his contract. Birdman has sued Tidal for $50 million for streaming Lil Wayne's album. What exactly are we seeing right now play out in front of our eyes?
We're seeing a pedophile whose victim is now in his
30s. Wait a minute. OD, what exactly are we seeing right now?
You hear what I'm saying to you? You're seeing a fucking pedophile whose victim is now too old to put up with that shit and not high enough to ignore it, get pushed to the side for a new victim. It's nothing Shakespearean about it. This guy, Birdman, is worse than Suge Knight, man. He's a piece of shit who has added nothing to the culture. Not a fucking thing. You hear stories about how Suge helped Mary J. get out of her deal. You hear stories about how Suge used to look over contracts with people. I don't know how, because he could barely fucking read. But, you know, you hear at least some kind of Robin Hood shit to go with his piece of shit, you know, stories. There is nothing positive about this junky, fake, tough asshole. You know, first of all, BG been on heroin since he was a fucking teenager. Supplied by those guys. Fucking Wayne, God knows, to break somebody to the point where they're kissing you on the mouth and calling you pa, God knows what he did to that little boy while he was a kid. Wendy Day helped them secure one of the greatest label deals of all time. He didn't pay her ass. Even after Freddie Potts put the fucking burner to his face, he still wouldn't pay her. They don't pay anybody. He's just a low-life scumbag. Like, I feel like a detective on one of those cop shows. He is a low-life piece of shit. And I hope that they find out that he was behind it, and I hope he goes to jail and doesn't come out. He is the worst kind of slime ball, man, and I hope he gets what's coming to him. And, you know, usually all of this kind of beef is reserved for Queens rappers, you know? You know, Queens always got somebody getting shot or killed under dubious circumstances. But this, I wouldn't even honor it with the Shakespearean title. This is just a messy-ass pedophile embroiled in a trash-ass incident where he tried to kill one of his biggest artists. Like, this is some shit where you watch a Law and Order episode based on real life, and you can tell it's like the Tupac and Biggie story. This is almost fake. It's almost comical when you read this. You're like, get the fuck out of here. But it's real. So, you know.
I popped off.
I have.
Thoughts?
You know.
Yo, my thoughts are that they're taking macaroni and cheese away from us, man. Like, macaroni and cheese used to be ours. Now they're putting it on burgers. They're making pot stickers with this shit.
They also fry it.
They frying it. They're making fried macaroni and cheese balls. Like, they're going to start making desserts with mac and cheese, my nigga?
I popped off. Like, this is a sidebar. That's about the 20th my nigger that I've heard out of your mouth today. I would like to know, is it with the ER or the GGA?
The GGA, of course.
Okay, thank you. Continue.
Yeah. So, like I was saying, they're taking this sidebar, this mac and cheese shit too far. Like, it used to be, like, our food, comfort food. Like, you used to go to, like, somebody of color's house and know you would get some mac and cheese. Now you can get this shit everywhere. So, like, is it a delicacy anymore? Like, or has it just crossed over? Because, like, it's everywhere, my nigga. Like, buffets, TGI Fridays, fucking Chili's. You can fucking get it at Outback Steakhouse, my nigga. Like, you no longer have to consider it a part of the soul food category. And that's a shame. And then they're getting all fancy. They're using Gruyere cheese, the shit that just JB eating with his fucking hummus. It's no longer ours. Just like rap music, rock and roll music, mac and cheese has been stolen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was I Popped Off talking about Birdman, Wayne, and Young Thug. OD, I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Have you known an adult male to go by the name of Baby? If he was in your clique, he was a friend of yours, a family member.
It wouldn't even go that far.
And he insisted on being called Baby. What would you say?
I'd abandon him wherever I found him. I don't play that shit under any circumstances. I refer you to the Cedric the Entertainer line from The Kings of Comedy. I ain't finna call no grown man Delicious, and I ain't finna call no grown man Baby. The end.
I popped off.
And I'm not gonna call soupy noodles with cheese product over it mac and cheese.
Very Bronx of you, sir. Very Bronx of you. Moving forward. Football question, my brother's football question. As you know, Dez Bryant signed the contract, $70 million. Demaryius Thomas signed contract, close to $70 million. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, goes on television and he says that there are maybe 10 to 15 NBA teams who are losing money.
He's a liar.
After this offseason where so many NBA players who are marginal at best receive way lucrative contracts. What's really going on when we see the amount of money that's being spent in sports, but they're telling you that they're broke? Who do you believe? Your eyes or the commissioner? OD.
First of all, the commissioner works for the owner. And for them to say, now, their TV contract went from $2 billion to like $9 billion. And that's not even counting the individual teams that get to make their own local TV deals. The commissioner is a lying sack of shit. And, you know, he's trying to set it up. It's a PR statement, man. He's trying to set it up so that when there's a strike in 2017, people take the side of an owner. Now, you're telling me people who are smart enough to make billions of dollars in their real business are dumb enough to run a negative negative business? That doesn't make any sense to me. When you have when you're running a cartel, in essence, you don't have any competing businesses. That TV contract doesn't even account for the foreign rights to the airing of your games. It doesn't count for logo, licensing, merchandising. It doesn't count for any of that. I don't believe you. The salary cap is going to over $100 million in 2 years. Next year it's going to 80. This year it's going to 70. They thought it was going to be 67. They made so much money, they had to bump it to 70. So explain how your cap can go up. You've got record revenue. Your arenas are sold out. And now you have revenue sharing by the top teams who have to cough up bread to the to non-taxpayers of luxury tax. That teams are losing money? I don't believe you, sir. You're a liar. and we'll see when it all comes out.
I could give a fuck about the Dallas Cowboys, to tell you the truth. And I'm insulted that we're even talking about this subject. Especially that whole ass nigga, Des Bryant.
And that's your team.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are receiving some excellent Bronx insight from I Popped Off today. That's, I just want you to be aware that we're giving this to you for free. You're not paying to get this insight, to look into the mind of a so bro resident. This is amazing. I Popped Off. El Chapo.
Are we still talking about the Dallas Cowboys, my nigga?
No, we talking about El Chapo.
Kudos to him, my nigga. Kudos to him.
Please, go ahead and elaborate. You say kudos, I want to know why.
He outsmarted the system. And clearly, he's not one of these dumb... He's not one of these dumb drug czars. Like, he studied the game, and he's not a drug czar. He actually got out. Obviously, he paid somebody in the system to get him out, and he got out. And now there are rumors that are saying that he's offering $10 million to any United States citizen to keep him in there, to keep him in the U.S.
So you think the Mexican authorities were complicit in Chapo's escape?
Clearly.
OD, El Chapo, you got away. Talk to me.
Good. Good, I think it's good.
Good?
Yep. Yo.
You think it's a good thing that Chapo escaped?
Yep. He threatened Donald Trump, too. So good. I hope he gets it.
We didn't get to the Donald Trump situation yet. We want to talk about El Chapo escaping. You think it's a good thing that Chapo got away?
As opposed to other people with money that don't even make it to jail? Yup. Listen, man. When people in those kind of countries get tired of you, they kill you in third world. So if the Mexican people were tired of that shit, one of his bodyguards would have popped his ass already. There was a 20-foot hole underneath the prison, which means that the government, or at least the police, are complicit in his escape. So if they don't have no problem with him out here, I don't have no problem with him out here either. That shit ain't coming to my neighborhood. Those Texas idiots who are always voting for stupid shit, that shit is on they borders. Let them worry about that shit. I don't care about Chapo. You know, I Donald Trump was popping a lot of shit, and the minute Chapo threatened his ass, he called the cops. So we'll see. Let's see if you got enough money to keep yourself safe.
How do you feel?
I don't care.
How do you feel that Chapo had a motorcycle in the hole, in the tunnel that was dug, and he rode the motorcycle underneath the jail to escape? How does that make you feel?
I just finished watching Fast and Furious 5 on USA. Makes me feel good. You know, clearly the state is complicit in it. He got a motorcycle waiting for him. He got a. This ain't no Andy Dufresne dug out with a fucking spoon hole over 20 years. It's a 20-foot fucking hole in the wall. You don't hide that. They know it's there. So, again, if his country want him out, he gonna be out. It is what it is.
I Popped Off.
I'll bring it down. I agree. They were definitely complicit in terms of the motorcycle. Again, he's not a dumb drug lord. He got out. He put up that paper. And the fact that he threatened Trump... He gets a gold star for me.
Exactly. That's the cherry on top. That's the icing on top.
Yeah, that's the gold star for me. And And I hope when he does come to the United States, he like gets our Gucci Man too.
Yeah.
Free Gucci. I want him to bust Gucci Man out of jail.
Free Gucci.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable to me. Keep Gucci Man in jail, please.
I believe his name is Gucci Mane.
Well, keep him in jail. How about that? Whatever he goes by, keep him in jail.
Shout out to DMX. He's going back to.
We're about to talk about that. As OD just brought up, DMX about to be 6 months in jail for a failure to pay his child support. OD, what do you think about this law of jailing delinquent fathers? How does that help or hurt the child?
They don't jail women who can't pay. They pay them. They pay women who can't pay for their kids. Why do they jail men who can't pay for their kids? So I think it's bullshit in general. But being that we know the system, fuck DMX. Don't have babies you can't afford. You know, I think the system is bullshit, but it's established and it's already in play. So you know the game you're playing. Stop fucking knocking up women if you can't pay it. You know, these women need to stop getting knocked up, because you know what? The children is the only ones that suffer. If he pay, he ain't got a father present in his life. And if he don't pay, your mother's struggling. She ain't home. She got two jobs. And you're going to be fucked up anyway. It doesn't make any sense. Stop fucking having babies out of wedlock, man. Or at least without some kind of structure. Baby need a man in the house, man. You call that shit Republican. You call it old-fashioned. You call it whatever the fuck you want. But children need fathers, man. So fuck you if you have a kid and you're not being one.
So you're basically saying you're okay with people going to jail for not paying child support?
I'm saying I'm not okay with anybody, but since we know what's going to happen, yeah, yeah. Fucking get, you got money for fucking crap, but you don't got money for kids? Nah, man, get the fuck out of here. I don't care. I don't feel sorry for him. I mean, I don't know how that helps. If he couldn't fucking pay child support while he's out, he sure ain't gonna be able to pay this shit while he's in. And it costs people $50,000 to keep him in. So it doesn't make any sense to put people in jail over it. But you know what's gonna happen to you. So pay your fucking child support.
Hi, Papalos. Child support. Jail. How do you feel about it?
I think if the Caesar salad dressing would be lower in calories and fat, it'd be the goat of all salads.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I popped off with the deflection. If you haven't been privy to it before, all I can say is, you know, it's a treat.
Well, my thing is, it's not even a deflection. Like, we knew who DMX was a long time ago. You understand? Like, you know how AI was talking about? We talking about practice. We talking about X. So that's why I refer to my Caesar dressing, Caesar salad comment.
Thank you for clearing that up. I really do appreciate it.
Again, like, if the dressing wasn't loaded with fat, it'd be dope.
While I have you here, I popped off.
Yeah.
Did you watch the ESPYs last night?
No.
No way.
No. And why are they making the ESPYs? But hold on, man.
We're getting into that.
It's not even better than a BET award. It's a BET award.
Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. OD.
And even has a corny name, an ESPY. That sounds like a nickname for like Molly or like fucking ecstasy. Oh, that bitch is on that ESPY. Let's get her.
I did not watch the ESPYs. Oh, did you watch the ESPYs?
The Nerve Review. Hell no, I didn't watch that shit.
So, we already know I popped off, didn't watch the ESPYs. Did any of you, did either of you see Caitlyn Jenner?
No. And for her, listen, this is what happened.
Go ahead.
ABC
explain it.
And ESPN are owned by the same company, which is Disney.
Disney.
Bruce Jenner got his fucking people to get him an ESPY in exchange for that Diane Sawyer interview, man. So ABC got to break the news that he was fucking getting man-tit in a wig. And they gave him, of all the awards to give this piece of shit, they gave him the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. And fuck that. There was no way I was watching that. Fuck ESPN for that.
I mean, there's really nothing else.
It's an ESPY.
I don't know.
It's an ESPY. We're talking about the ESPYs.
But it is interesting to note that he got the what is
the
it?
Courage
the Courage
Award.
Award.
The Arthur Ashe
Courage Award.
Courage Award.
But that he lobbied to get the award. That she lobbied.
He didn't lobby. He strong-armed him into that shit.
Beyond disappointing to hear. I will tell you that right now. All right, man. We've been going at it. We've had a lot of debates about food on this show. I think this one is sorely needed. We really need to delve into it. We really need to get the pros and the cons. OD, are you ready to really, you know, try to explain this situation and pick a winner in this battle that we're about to have?
Let's do it, man.
Jambalaya. Again, I say jambalaya. Hold on. Jambalaya versus paella. OD, who is the winner, sir?
Well, the problem with jambalaya is that people is that people think they can actually make that shit. I got married to my wife in 2009, right? So we come to the city. It's actually the day before the Super Bowl. So Super Bowl day, we're there. And we're at a house party. A guy from downstairs, mom, brings up some jambalaya. Now, when I say jambalaya to you, what feelings does it conjure? What is necessary for a proper jambalaya? Spiciness, right?
Absolutely.
Heat, right? Right, that's a gift. That's like an element. That's like lemonade. Like you expect lemons in lemonade, yeah.
Indeed.
When I tell you that this jambalaya was the worst fucking thing I ever tasted, it was so fucking bland. You hear me? Bland jambalaya, and this woman swore by this shit. Paella, people don't try to make that shit, man. Unless they know how to make it. Because it involves two. First of all, it involves seafood. So you're not crazy enough to eat nobody's seafood, you know, without knowing who the fuck they are. Right? So there's too many elements. Plus, if you're not Latino or Italian, if you're not a related race, you don't really try, you know, to make paella. Because half the fucking people can't even pronounce that. Paella, you know? But jambalaya, people think that just because it's from New Orleans, it's some American. It ain't like lasagna where everybody can make it and act like it's theirs.
Lasagne.
Yeah, it ain't like lasagna where you know, black people got their way of making it, Italians got their way of making it, and you be able to eat both of them even if they don't taste like. Nah, man. You don't know how to fucking make jambalaya. Leave that shit alone. But they don't. So they're picking the wrong sausage. You know, they're picking the wrong beans. It's just a clusterfuck, man. And it's happened more than once, man. So I'm going to have to go with paella as the victor. Just because only seasoned practitioners attempt the shit. People don't just wake up and, you know what, I want to make some paella. Nah, they don't do that shit. You know, I think today's a paella day. No, you'll take your ass downstairs to the fucking Dominican spot or whoever the fuck is making that shit in your neighborhood, and you go buy that shit. Or your fat Spanish aunt who's been in the kitchen, or let her make that shit. You don't touch it. But there's no kind of controls for that with jambalaya. They think they could go downstairs and get some Zatarain from the neighborhood grocery store and think that it's going to come together like we are the world. And that's not the case, B. So I'm going with paella for the win.
I popped off.
Had you on mute. I apologize. I've only had jambalaya a couple times, and it's messy.
Did you say it's messy?
It's messy.
Okay.
Paella is way more organized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way more organized is paella. Paella sounds more sexy. Jambalaya sounds like some...
like Jumanji or some shit. Like a
exactly. I'm expecting dinosaurs to crash into my fucking kitchen.
Like a storybook monster or something like that. A chupacabra. What the fuck?
Yeah. But jambalaya isn't as appeasing to the eye. It looks messy. And they'll be trying to always throw pork in that shit.
Indeed.
So is it something I look forward to? That's how I judge food, you know? Like, you ever hear a nigga show up to a party or a cookout and be like, oh, where's the jambalaya? Save me a plate.
No.
But if a nigga see that there's some paella, they're going to be like, ooh, there's some scrimps in there.
Yep.
They're going to automatically think scrimps.
And some shit with shells in it.
And to a nigga that ain't ever been anywhere.
Shrimps is already great.
Shrimp is like you hit the lotto. You hit the number. Like your family hit the number, you're going to Red Lobster. That's what paella does. It's not just an exotic looking food or a dish, but it's feeling. Feeling that you have arrived. You're going to fucking peel, open those whatchamacallit, those clams, and get the clam meat out. You're going to save the shrimp for last if you have some kind of taste or decor about you. And then they're going to be like pulsating with flavor with each bite. And then the yellow rice and the saffron. And hopefully your fucking savage ass to have a glass of white wine with it or red wine or whatever you want to do. But jambalaya is...
Henny for these Negroes. Henny.
Exactly. So jambalaya is super overrated. And it's not even on my radar, my nigga. It's not even on my radar. Like, when I go to Whole Foods... Because I'm a Whole Foods kind of nigga, not a Trader Joe's kind of nigga. And I go to Whole Foods and I'm in that buffet. I'm not looking for jambalaya, my nigga. But if they got that paella, you know it's popping. You know, like somebody of color's back in that kitchen chefing that shit up, you know? But jambalaya, like, jambalaya? Like, come on, my nigga. Are you going to eat, you going to search out some shit you can get at Popeyes? Let's be real. Popeyes, my nigga. You can go up the block and get Popeyes, and you can get your fucking red beans and rice and fucking slop it up, and it'll be jambalaya.
Wow.
But paella is exotic. You know, it's like paella, you know? has the same roll on the tongue like jacuzzi. You say jacuzzi, it's just like, okay, the panties drop. You say jambalaya, bitches is confused.
And with that.
Oh, Diesel, you agree, my nigga?
True story.
And with that.
And then paella, you can throw hot sauce on it and not ruin it. Like, you can add a couple dashes and it'd be like, okay, that's going to enhance the flavor. Jambalaya, you're just looking at it like, okay, am I supposed to eat this like a soup? Do I need a knife? Do I need a straw?
Sir.
You know, do I need a carafe?
Sir.
And, like, where do you start with the hot sauce? Like, it's like a puddle of, like, food.
Excuse me, sir. You had me until you insisted upon hot sauce on the paella. Negative, sir. Negative.
Oh, Diesel. Can you school your boy?
If one has to add the hot sauce to the paella
you just
is not worth
half. You just want more heat. That's all it means. It just means you want more heat.
Negative.
Yeah, you throw a little bit on the paella,
and not Tabasco sauce either. Hot sauce.
Nah, hot sauce, my nigga. Tabasco sauce.
New. No. New. The both of you are savages.
Nah, you the fucking uppity nigga that fucking searches out fucking hummus, a different type of hummuses.
Both of you are savages.
Just Jay, defender of hummus.
Yeah, I know this nigga eats his hummus with a turtleneck, too.
How else are you supposed to eat it?
So is it carrots or celery, my nigga, with the hummus?
Again, you don't need to know, sir. You just don't need to know.
You don't give no fucks, yeah.
Take off parting shots.
You want some hummus? I want some hummus, yeah. I want some hummus. I want some hummus, yeah. Let's have a hummus shower right now.
Parting shots. OD, please, sir.
My parting shot is that pedophile baby. I hope he gets locked up. Period. I don't think there's anyone who has been more worse for the rap culture, the hip-hop culture, than that guy right there. Dustin Savage.
I popped off. Sir, your parting shot.
And going back to my earlier point, Obama's closing out the show like a champ. Iran... He's visiting prisoners in federal state prisons, the pardoning, the agreements. Back to my earlier point on the topic, I think the man is doing great, great things.
You know what's going to happen, though, right?
Uh-huh.
He's going to attempt to pardon those nonviolent drug offenders, and then the contracts for all these private-owned prisons are going to kick in. And the states are going to owe them money for not having a certain amount of people in jail. Then we'll see. Then the real fun will begin.
And my parting shot goes to Brother Cornell West. Yet again, proving to be how distasteful and absolutely, absolutely disgusting he has become in his old age.
Remember he used to be an actual intellectual?
Reading the incredible book by Ta-Nehisi Coates, Between the World and Me. And Cornell West, I guess, was upset that people are talking about Mr. Coates in such a great way that he decided that he must tell the world that he's no James Baldwin, that he doesn't criticize Obama, so he's not worthy of the title of the next James Bond, proving that not only has he never read anything that Ta-Nehisi Coates has written, but that he remains an old-timer type of need. We don't need people to be anointed. We don't need people to come through and be blessed and be pushed forward onto the stage of leadership. That time has passed. Cornel West, you don't get to tell black people who we should listen to.
If you haven't read the book, why doesn't he have a hairline?
Why doesn't he braid the hair and like go from braids to the afro like Questlove? Because I know they hang out.
Yeah, another pretentious fucking Negro. But yeah, why doesn't he just like I don't even know what to say. Like, why don't you go to a salon or something and have them like spruce it up or do something with that? You don't look cool. You got bad teeth, so I don't even know why you want to draw attention to your mouth with that ridiculous mustache, beard combo. You look like a black Yosemite Sam with an afro. That is enough to disqualify anything scholarly you say. I cannot take you seriously with your face looking like that, sir. God.
Wow. A black Yosemite Sam with your afro. Wow.
You think Travis Smiley ever pulled him aside?
No.
And Brother West, here's a number to my man. He'll hook you up. I'll even pay for it. I know time is hard for the intellectuals on the boulevard. And he got served by Michael Eric Tyson.
Already.
Nope. Already. Like, no wins.
His time has passed.
Yeah, you're out.
And with that, we're the firing squad, man. This is Just Jay. That's I Popped Off. He's from the Bronx, if you didn't know. And that's OG.
I thought we were civil now, man. I thought me and you, like, finally, like, we're on the same page.
I'm behind the boards, baby. I'm behind the boards.
So you're like Bugs Bunny when you were like drawing the cartoon and we were figuring out who was throwing Donald Duck, the Daffy Duck, under the bus, like throwing all these curveballs, and then at the end it was revealed that it was Bugs Bunny. He says, "Ain't I a stinker?" Absolutely. Like, that's you?
That's me.
And then I'm Elmer Fudd as the Viking, and I'm yelling, "Kill the Wobbit, kill the..." That's me?
I don't know who you are, but I do know you're from the Bronx. And with that, we'll see you guys next week, 9 o'clock, Thursday, the Firing Squad.
A.K.A. the Hummus Chronicles.
Yay.
Peace.
I want some hummus. I want some hummus, yeah.
And we out.